करुणा प्रचुर প্রভুকতা আচার্য ঠাকুর স্বরূপ সনাতনা পতিত পবন মোর বক্তা যৌ কহ কবি কালে কৌল গৌরণা পাশানে কুচি ব মাথা পাশিব গৌরাঙ্গি কোটা গেলে পাব সঙ্গে যে কোলা সঙ্গে নারক জয়ানিল প্রেমাদন করুণা
Well, today's a disappearance day, according to the calendar, Malavinder Puri. Sang the song. He who brought the treasure of divine love, who was filled with compassion and mercy, where such a personality as Srinivasacharya gone? Where are my Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Where's Sanatan? Where's Raghunath, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? Where's Krishna's Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, continuing Canto 10, Chapter 6, Verse 20 and 21. And we'll also say something about Madhavendra Puri. Gomutrena snapayatva Puna gorajasabakam Aksham chakshus cha sakuta Dvada sangeshu namabhi we're going to do the next one because this one doesn't have purport. So hang on there. I'll read the English, then we'll do The child was thoroughly washed with cow urine and then smeared with the dust raised by the movements of the cows. Then different names of the Lord were applied with cow dung on 12 different parts of his body, beginning with the forehead as done in applying tilak. In this way, the child was given protection. So 21. Gopya sanspishta shalila Angeshu karayo pritak Nasyat manyata balasya Bijanyasamakurvata Gopya sanspishta shalila Angeshu karayo pritak Nasyat manyata balasya Bijanyasamakurvata. Okay. Gopya sanspishta shalila Shalila, touching a cup of water and drinking. Angeshu, on their bodies. Karayo, on their two hands. Pritak, separately. Nyasya, after placing the letters of the mantra. Atmani, on their own. Atta, then. Balasya
of the child.
Vidya Nyasam.
The process of mantra nyas.
Akurvata.
Executed.
Translation. The gopis first executed the process of achaman, drinking a sip of water from the right hand. They purified their bodies and hands with the nyas mantra and then applied the same mantra upon the body of the child. Purport. Nyasa mantra includes achaman, or first drinking a sip of water kept in the right hand. There are different Vishnu mantras to purify the body. The gopis, and in fact any householders, knew the process for being purified by chanting Vedic hymns. The gopis executed this process first to purify themselves and then to purify the child Krishna. One executes the process of Anganyas and Karanyas simply by drinking a little sip of water and chanting the mantra. The mantra is preceded with the first letter of the name followed by the Anushvara and the word Namaha. Aum Nama Jas Tavangri Vyat Mam Mano Mani Mam Stava Januni Vyat, and so on. By losing Indian culture, Indian householders have forgotten how to execute the Anganyas and are simply busy in sense gratification without any advanced knowledge of human civilization. Umagyana Timanandasya Gyananjana Sharaka Tatunitam Janitasmai Shigurve Namaha Mukam Karoti Bhakchalam Pangolangai Yim Yaki Pata Mahambande Shigurum. So here, the import was to protect Krishna, the bottom line of this section. Washed, the first verse in 20 says, the child was thoroughly washed with cow urine, then smeared with dust raised by the movements of the cows. Then different names of the Lord were applied with cow dung on 12 different parts of his body, beginning with the forehead, as done in applying tilak. In this way, the child was given protection. Gopis first executed the process of achman, drinking a sip of water from the right hand. They purified their bodies and hands with the nyas mantra, and then applied the same mantra upon the child, the body of the child. So some ways to do that now, still, maybe not exactly the way it's supposed to be done, but the idea is there. I know my wife does it for her children, so even though they're older. But especially with young kids, I'm sure somebody does it, but generally the Prophet says they've forgotten it and they're busy in sense gratification. And the purport is one wants to protect his child from different dangers. Krishna here was being very threatened by this Putana, witch, and then later on so many more demoniac entities will come. So this is going on all the time, I'm sure. So here it may be astonishing to ordinary people if they hear this, that you what? Thoroughly washed your kid with cow urine? I mean, come on, you gotta be kidding me. But we all know how purifying this could be. It would be even here now difficult to get cow urine, and we could get it from the cows out in the pasture and protect the children around here, various things, especially for the Matajis. This is their business. They may not be doing that, but maybe they should start. Here the Prophet says, losing Indian culture. It sounds like he's endorsing this. And we all want to follow Guru Padma Vakya. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koyakya. The Guru is speaking here, Srila Prabhupada, how to protect your children by chanting. And nyasa means placing, where you chant the mantra and you put the tilak on, you get some cow dung. I think there's some particular cow urine now, that special cows have to be particular cows, and not just bulls, especially like cows, and the cows that had calves and particular ones, which were plentiful in India, but to speak of Krishna had so many. So the similar things are done, this type of nyasa with the Narayan Kavacha and the Shinga Kavacha. You have to place like that, maybe not with a cow done, but these things are there for protection. Nowadays, protection means you get insurance or something like that on your kid. They always advertise, you know, you should get insurance on your baby and your kid till he's in college, and you put in so much money, and a big scamming device that doesn't protect anybody. But this protection is more than just the chanting of these mantras. The Prophet wanted these children protected from Maya in general, children of ISKCON, the future hope, by having them chant the mantras just like the adults in Dallas instructed in the beginning of establishing the Gurukula. Some children were sent at 3, 3.5, 4 years old. I remember Dayananda, I think, told me that he was asking Prabhupada about the Gurukula. So when my daughter was 5, Prabhupada said, no, you can send now. She was like 3. So Prabhupada is very enthusiastic that children should be attending this, getting Krishna conscious, and not just isolated, but he specifically said that these children should be attending just like the adults. That means rising early. He said they, children are innocent, they can get up and they'll very much appreciate this austerity. It's fun. He said it's fun for them. But nowadays they're being deprived of this fun, unfortunately. So Maya's easily coming in and taking over. But we want to actually protect the children from Maya. This is the idea of Putana. We've heard so much about Putana. She's not only such a demonic witch, but she represents also the entire gamut of demoniac civilization, the false gurus, false information. This is what's going on. But the priority should be to protect the children, without which there's no future. I was just reading some article about these group, the Amish and like that. They said they're increasing more than anybody, actually. We don't notice it, but because they have 7 kids average per, and then of course the Muslims, they're increasing their progeny because they have so many kids in India, all over the world, but they're increasing like that. And we don't necessarily have to increase like that, but we at least can preserve the Krishna consciousness and protect the progeny of the children, second, third generation, fourth generation children. And this is part of it, how to protect the babies. And here the dust, as mentioned also, washed with kalium, then smeared with the dust raised by the movements of the cows. So unfortunately we have dust, but the cows don't move through that dust. They're moving in the pasture where there's generally just grass and mud. But we can collect that also, and you can protect your children even with that. There's dust there also, but we have lots of. It dries out during the day. You can collect it and maybe wash your kids, and like it's a daily function or something. We want to perpetuate Prabhupada's teachings. So there's a verse also by Rupa Goswami in the mentioned in the Anchalila where that the although the Sarva Veda Drishta, those who even know the entire Vedas, they cannot perceive Krishna because he's often surrounded when he's traveling on the paths through the forest, the dusty, and the pastimes of Radha Krishna and the cowboys, they're covered by this kind of dust. This is a kind of a poetic metaphor by Rupa Goswami. So even if you know the entire Vedas, you will not be able to perceive Krishna, understand him, because he's putting out this type of dust. So it's up to us to figure out how to see Krishna, what is that dust, the transcendental meditation. If we may study so much Vedas, I'm sure there's people who still study Vedas, though they may study so many nonsense things, but they won't be able to perceive Krishna, because he's covered. So similarly, all these instructions are covered nowadays. And the last sentence here, Prabhupada is saying, Indian households have forgotten how to execute this ananyas, simply busy in sense gratification, without any advanced knowledge of human civilization. So rather they'll kill the cow, and then they're sitting at the table with their dog. Many people, they love their dog so much that the dog sits at the table with them. And they get many pictures posted online of their cute little dog. You won't find so many pictures of cows, but different type of dog shows are there, and many people are very wealthy. They leave all the money to their dog, millions of dollars. And then the lawyers, they try to take as much as they can. They figure, what's the dog going to do with this money, you know? It's great for a lawyer. They figure out how they, well, the dog just gave me 90% of that money. Prabhupada used to say, in America, they made dog the best friend because they're also dog. No, that's no offense against Americans, who probably also glorified Americans, that they have so much, whatever, sense gratification, enjoying so much. But, so they're feeding their mother, the cow, Gomata, they feed to the dog. I remember anyway, we'll talk about it, but probably wasn't so favorable toward dogs, because nowadays there's so many dogs, you know, in Mayapur laying around. Nobody even chases them away, but Prabhupada said, get rid of them, put a fence around Mayapur, get rid of the dog. I was there, he said it. But there's some kind of love of also the dogs are lying in a ball, all diseased. Everywhere you go in Mayapur, there's a lump. Of course, they don't jump and snap at you. They know they're whacked. They're kind of meek, but in America and West, they might bite you and bite your nose off. So this is what they favor. Dog abhipalyantam rather than surabhi abhipalyantam. This is maya. This is what Prabhupada means. Of course, you don't find too many pet dogs, even in India. The dogs are pretty maligned. They're ragged and horrible. I mean, even the people don't get food, what to speak of dogs. But the dogs are still going on existing. Once in a while, there's too many in the... But they've forgotten cows. In fact, Prabhupada was one morning walking Henry Street, and he noticed all the dogs. I mean, how could you not notice? Nowadays they have more laws or the pooper scooper, but there are so many dog poops everywhere. So he was saying, just see, they're distributing this dog stool. Prabhupada is very funny if you think about the way he said things, you know, distributing. It's something. Prabhupada's type of sense of humor is eternal. That if you think of it, then you laugh always. You don't get tired of this kind of humor because it's funny. It's going so amazing. They're not actually literally distributing it, but the government doesn't do anything about it. And Prabhupada said, if I come with a cow and the cow passes here, immediately I'll be arrested, taken to jail. If I bring my cow to pass cow down here, then I'll be taken away immediately in jail. So this is what's meant by forgetting the civilization. So we're going to switch up and start to read something about Madhavendra Puri. His disappearance. Usually we read just a few months ago, a long past time. So according to Gauravadish Deepika, Kalpa Reksha Yavataro Vaja Dhamani Tishtiti, that amazingly enough, it's said in that book by Kavi Kanapur that Madhavendra Puri is a Kalpa Vriksha tree, so we can meditate on that Kalpa Vriksha tree. The Kalpa Vriksha tree provides everything. From him comes all the different Mahaprabhu is coming and distributing. He's also distributing in different forms. His different disciples manifest various bhavs, like Advaita Chaya, this friendly, and Dasa Bhav. And Ranga Puri, Vatsaya, and Ishvara Puri, obviously he manifests Madhurya Ras and comes through Mahaprabhu. So in here in the Ancha Leela chapter 8, mentioned by Srila Bhakti Saranta in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that it's important to study this particular pastime to find importance of Madhavendra Puri. So, here is the story of Ishvara Puri and Ramchandra Puri. And I kind of remember it because I did a painting of Ramchandra Puri. He's finding ants on the ground, which is kind of an interesting anecdote because I just saw Bardraj when I had this assignment to do the painting. And I asked him, I said, Bardo, because Bardo was a brilliant artist. I said, we were outside in front of the art studio in the street across from L.A., and I said, Bardo, what would Ramchandra Puri look like, you know, if he was finding ants? And he immediately went down and he struck the pose that's in the book. He went like that. And then just a 2 seconds later, this fellow, Ushik, now left his body. He was older. Actually, he was only about 40, but he was much older than 40, in his early 40s, but he was so much older. He looked a bit old, too. So Ushik walked by. I said, Ushik, can you take this pose? You know, I took a picture of it and I painted it from the picture, so that's how I got that painting. But I hadn't seen Ushik in 2 million years. Then in 1988, he was in L.A. Raffiatra, and then he went up to the Berkeley Raffiatra and left his body as soon as he got to Berkeley, the day of Raffiatra, in the morning. Amazingly, he felt bad. They drove him up. I flew, but then they told me he was in the car. I felt bad, and he went. They left him in front of some clinic, and he just had a heart attack or something, and just left his body, unfortunately. But meanwhile, he said, I'm not going to forgive you for that painting. He was like half joking, you know. Because Ramachandra Puri is the example of someone who lost the mercy of Madhavendra Puri, whereas Ishwara Puri, he gained it. So that's what this particular Leela is about. Formerly, when Madhavendra Puri was at the last stage of his life, Ramachandra Puri came to where he was staying. Madhavendra Puri was chanting the holy name of Krishna. Sometimes he would cry, Oh my Lord, I did not get shelter of Mathura. Then Ramachandra Puri was so foolish, he fearlessly dared to instruct his spiritual master. Madhavendra Puri said, If you are in full transcendental bliss, he said, you should now remember only Brahman. Why are you crying? So apparently Madhavendra Puri was very merciful. He initiated this fellow, but he didn't have too much high understanding, apparently. He didn't understand that Madhavendra Puri was crying, Hai dina daya danata hai matura na kadavalo krishe. My heart is breaking, dude. He's crying for Krishna, and he's telling him to meditate on Brahman. I mean, that's pretty funny. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma-bhuta prashanatma, a Brahman-realized person is always happy. He neither laments or aspires for anything. Not knowing why Madhavendra Puri was crying, Ramachandra Puri tried to become his advisor. Thus, he committed a great offense, for a disciple should never try to instruct his spiritual master. What to speak of this type of instruction. Hearing this instruction, Madhavendra Puri, greatly angry, it says, Madhavendra Puri mani krodha upajilo. In his mind, krodha, he got angry. Dura dura papishto bole bhat sana korilo. Bhat sana korilo, he chastised him. Dura dura means get out, papishta, you sinful rascal. Purport. Ramachandra Puri could not understand his spiritual master. Madhavendra Puri was feeling transcendental separation. His lamentation was not material. Rather, it proceeded from the highest stage of ecstatic love of Krishna. When he was crying separation, I could not achieve Krishna. I could not reach Mathura. This was not ordinary material lamentation. Ramachandra Puri was not sufficiently expert to understand the feelings of Madhavendra Puri, but nevertheless, he thought himself very advanced. Therefore, regarding Madhavendra Puri's expressions as ordinary material lamentation, he advised him to remember Brahman because he was latently an impersonalist. Sounds like really not too covered. He was pretty much out front and personal. Madhavendra Puri understood Ramachandra Puri's position as a great fool and therefore immediately rebuked him. Such a reprimand from the spiritual master is certainly for the betterment of the disciple. Krishna na paino na paino matura apana dhuke maram e dite oilo jvala. Oh my Lord Krishna, I could not reach you, nor could I reach your abode, Mathura. I am dying in my unhappiness, and now this rascal has come to give me more pain. Don't show your face to me. Go anywhere else you like. If I die seeing your face, I shall not achieve the destination of my life. Krishna na painamui maram apnara duke more brahma upadeshe charamoke. I am dying without achieving the shelter of Krishna, therefore I am greatly unhappy. Now this condemned foolish rascal has come to instruct me about Brahma. Ramachandrapuri was then denounced by Madhavendrapuri. Due to his offense, gradually material desire appeared within him. So the story unfolds where there's a nice verse here. Shushka Brahmagani, Mahi Krishna Sambandha, Savalogninda Kori Ninda Tena Bandha. One who is attached to dire speculative knowledge has no relationship with Krishna. His occupation is criticizing Vaishnavas. Thus he is situated in criticism. So this verse is especially meant for Ramachandrapuri. Even a liberated soul sometimes fall down in material desires, but those who fully engage in devotional service to the personality of Godhead are not affected by such desires. So this is a long pastime about Madhavendrapuri here. And now we're going to read about, a little bit about Ishwarapuri, who is the exact opposite. Ishwarapuri Goshai Kori Shri Parasevana Swahasti Karan Mala Putradi Marjana. Ishwarapuri, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, performed service to Madhavendrapuri, cleaning up his stool and urine with his own hand. Narantara Krishna Nam Koreshmaran, Krishna Nam Krishna Lila Shunayanuksham. Ishwarapuri was always chanting the holy name and pastimes of Lord Krishna for Madhavendrapuri to hear. In this way, he helped Madhavendrapuri remember the holy name and pastimes of Lord Krishna at the time of death. Pleased with Ishwarapuri, Madhavendrapuri embraced him and gave him the benediction he would be a great devotee and lover of Krishna. Thus, Ishwarapuri became like an ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna, whereas Ramachandrapuri became a dry speculator and a critic of everyone else. Ishwarapuri received the blessing of Madhavendrapuri, whereas Ramachandrapuri received a rebuke from him. Therefore, these two persons, Ishwarapuri and Ramachandrapuri, are examples of the objects of the great personality's benediction and punishment. Madhavendrapuri instructed the entire world by presenting the two examples. His divine grace, Madhavendrapuri, the spiritual master of the entire world, thus distributed ecstatic love for Krishna. While passing away from the material world, he chanted the following verse. It's a very important verse. It is said that only three people can understand this verse. Radharani, Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya. So, does that mean we shouldn't try? Huh? Krishna. Oh, Swarupananda? Radharani. That's what I just said. Aidina dayadunata he matura na kadavalokshase hudanta lokakataram dayata brahmati king karomiham. O my Lord, most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved, what should I do now? In this verse, Madhavendrapuri instructs how to achieve ecstatic love for Krishna. By feeling separation from Krishna, one becomes spiritually situated. Madhavendrapuri sowed the seed of ecstatic love for Krishna within this material world and then departed. That seed later became a great tree in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have incidentally described the passing away of Madhavendrapuri. Anyone who hears this must be considered very fortunate. So, if there's time now, there's a very nice pastime of Madhavendrapuri in the Adi Lila 9 in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Where Nityananda traveled, this whole, it's about Nityananda, but it's about Madhavendrapuri also. And this chapter actually called, just in case anybody wants to know, Nityananda's childhood pastimes, but it's more than that, because he traveled around and himself, and then met with Madhavendrapuri. So here he's describing, Nityananda had no control of his body due to his ecstatic love for Krishna. Sometimes he cried, sometimes he laughed. Who could understand his ecstatic moods? E mata Nityananda pabura brahman daive madhavendra saha hoilo darshan. As the Lord traveled in this way, by the will of providence, he met Sri Madhavendrapuri. The body of Sri Madhavendrapuri is imbued with ecstatic love of God, and his followers partake of the same sentiments. So Ishwarapuri is one of the persons following. There are nine persons who were traveling generally with Madhavendrapuri So there's a very nice purport here. I'll try to read it. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's purports are super instructive. Srimad Avindapuri is a renowned Vaishnava sannyasi and spiritual master in the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. The seed of the desire of devotional service served by Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya first fructified in him. Before him, the symptoms of devotional service based on conjugal mela were not found in Madhva Sampradaya. His disciples include Ishwarapuri, Advaita Prabhu, Paramandapuri, Brahmanandapuri, Rangapuri, Pundarik Vidyaniti, and Raghupati Upadhyaya. Sri Madhva Sampradaya, the disciplic succession of the Gaudiya Vaishnava branch, is listed in Gaura Gandharva Dipika. And he mentions Gopal Guru Goswami and Gaura Gandharva Dipika. Lord Brahma, that's the one thing. I'll skip that part. And all the disciplic succession. So then he quotes a verse from Kaviraj Goswami, which says, I offer my respectful obeisances to Madhavendra Puri, who was given a pot of sweet rice stolen by Gopinath, celebrated therefore as Kshirachura. Being pleased by Madhavendra Puri's love, Sri Gopal, the deity of Govardhan, appeared to the public vision. Srila Bhakti Sandhya gives many references to Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I just read one of them, but there's quite a few other ones. And he's always giving a lot of references. Then it says, Madhavendra Puri did not relish anything other than loving sentiments for Lord Krishna, who enjoyed his pastimes in the body of Madhavendra Puri. What more can I say about the devotion of he who was the spiritual master of Advaita Acharya? When Nityananda saw Madhavendra Puri, he was immediately stunned in ecstatic love. He fell to the ground unconscious. Seeing Nityananda, Madhavendra Puri forgot himself and he fell unconscious. So now we have two unconscious. So Ishwar Puri and the others who were traveling, I don't know if Advaita was traveling at this time, but other sannyasis were traveling. So they had their phones, cameras, they were taking pictures. We wish. Sri Gaura Chandra has repeatedly stated that Sri Madhavendra Puri is the original root of worship in ecstatic love. Purport. The word Bhakti Rase is explained as follows. Codes of devotional service were handed through Lakshmipati Tirtha of the Tatravad branch. The codes of pure devotional melas, however, were inaugurated by Sri Padmanabhanda Puri. Sri Chaitanyamrita Adi 9 and Ancha 8. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, I'm sure you didn't have to look things up too often. You probably just, because in order to get all this stuff done, I don't think he had a computer or I think computers are based on Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. After they both fell unconscious, the disciples, headed by Ishwar Puri, all began to cry. So, that would be a nice painting. They're all crying, and these two are lying, just embracing and unconscious. At the time of Madhavendra Puri's meeting with Sri Nityananda, his eternal associate and servant, Sri Pad Ishwar Puri, was present. The phrase Ishwarapur Adi refers to the nine nidhis or nine sannyasis headed by Paramananda Puri. After some time, when they regained external consciousness, they held each other's neck and began to cry. The word Bahya Drishti means after regaining consciousness or coming to external senses. This is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Verse 163. Overwhelmed in ecstatic love for Krishna, they rolled in the sand and cried out loudly. Purport. The words Dui Prabhu refers to Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri. Prem Nadi Bahi Dui Prabhu Ramayane Pitibi Hoilo Shikta Danya Hena Mane. Tears of love flowed like rivers from their eyes and soaked Mother Earth, thereby making her feel gratified. Kampa Ashru Pula Ka Bhavir Antanai Dui Dehi Virahai Chaitanya Goshai. Shivering, shedding tears, hair standing on end, and other ecstatic symptoms appeared without end, for Lord Chaitanya personally resides in their bodies. Nityananda bole jata tirtha karilain, sangya taha pao aji palain. Nityananda said, whatever pilgrimage I have performed till now has today borne fruit. Today I have seen the lotus feet of Madhavendra Puri. By seeing his ecstatic love of God, my life is now become successful. Nayane deki no maradandriya yakcharan, e premi deki ad danya hoila jivan. Madhavendrapur embraced Nityananda and was unable to reply, for his throat was choked with love. Madhavendrapur was so pleased he was unable to release Nityananda from his embrace. Ishwarapuri, Brahmananda Bharapuri, and the other disciples of Madhavendrapuri all felt great attachment for Lord Nityananda. Purport. Sri Ishwarapuri was born in a Brahmin family of Kumarahat near the Harisahar station, East Bengal Railway line. He was a beloved disciple of Madhavendrapuri. That he gives a purport about Ishwarapuri here. And many details. We'll continue here. They had previously come across many sadhus. Those are Madhavendrapuri's followers. They previously came across many sadhus, but they had never before seen such devotional symptoms. They always felt distressed while conversing with materialistic people, so they decided to travel through the forest. Now, with this meeting, their distress was mitigated. Their love for Krishna was aroused. For some days, Nityananda Prabhu traveled with Madhavendrapuri and relished discussing topics of Krishna. The characteristics of Madhavendrapuri are most wonderful. He fell unconscious just by seeing a dark cloud. The cloud is an udipan, or reminder of Krishna, whose complexion resembles a newly formed cloud. Aha nisha Krishna preme madhya pira praha hasikandi hoi hoi kari hoi hoi. Hasikandi hai hai kari hoi hoi. Out of love of Krishna, he would day and night laugh, cry, and exclaim, hoya hoya. Haya, haya, almost like a drunkard. So haya, haya means, oh, right? Haya, haya. Maybe that's where we get his haya. Hi, everybody. How you doing? It's not quite so ecstatic, but if we do it with this type of mentality, you know, everyone will become a udipan, a stimulation. Whenever we say higher, then this is the Udipan for praying. Lord Nityananda was intoxicated with loving sentiments for Govinda. He would laugh loudly and sway to and fro with love of God. Nityananda Mahamukta Govindira Hase Dhulia Dhulia Pari Atta Atta Hase. Atta Atta. There's no word meaning. You know Atta Atta? Is it now a word? A-T-T-A. It must mean something good. Budulia duli means swaying, right? But atta atta. Doha adbut bhav deki shishagan mulavadi hari boli koraya kirtan. Madhavendra's disciples constantly chanted the name of Hari, Hari, as they observed this extraordinary symptoms of love. The two forgot whether it was day or night and their absorption of ecstatic love, although they remained together for a number of days. They considered the time hardly a moment. Rati din keha nahi jani prem rase kota kal jai keha kshana nahi base. The words kshana nahi base, well, we don't pronounce the S, right? Khan. You say khan, khan in Bengali, right? Khan. They won't put the S. Kshanahi Vase indicate that although they both spent all their time constantly discussing topics of Krishna without considering external time, place, or circumstance, they did not feel that they had even passed a fraction of a moment. That was a purport of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Madhavendra Sange Jato Holakyan Ke Jana Itaha Krishna Chandra Se Praman. Who can know all the incidents that took place between Nityananda and Madhavendrapuri? Only Krishna can know. Purport. The phrase Krishna Chandra Sait Praman. Praman means evidence. The evidence is that Krishna knows. The phrase Krishna Chandra Sait Praman indicates that only Sri Krishna is worshipable for Vishnu and the Vaishnavas, and as the super soul of everyone, he knows everything. Krishna Praman. Madhavendrapuri was unable to give up the association of Nityananda, so he constantly remained with him. Madhavendra said, I have never seen such ecstatic love. Wherever such ecstatic love is found, this is my favorite holy place. I know Krishna has bestowed his mercy on me because he has given me the association of Nityananda. More than Nityananda Association is found, that place is most sacred and completely transcendental. Jai Sheshtani Jari Nityananda Sang Ahoy Sheshtan Sarvatirta Vaikunt Adi Mai. It says Vaikunt Adi Mai is that is place anywhere like that is Vaikunta, full of Vaikunta. Sheshtan Sarvatirta. Nityananda Heno Bhakta Shuni Reshavane Abhasha Bhaibe Krishna Chandra She Jane. If one hears the name of Nityananda, he will certainly attain the lotus feet of Lord Krishna Chandra. So now it continues the big purport. And the verse, next verse says, in this way, Madhavendra Puri day and night exhibited affection for Nityananda with his speech and activities. Nityananda considered Madhavendra to be his guru and nothing less. Purport. Some people say that according to the accepted and listed disciplic succession of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, Sri Nityananda was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And some people say he was a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha, which means he was a godbrother of Madhavendra Puri. An ancient verse quoting the fifth wave of Bhaktivatnakara states, Nityananda Prabhum Bande Shima Lakshma Lakshmipati Priyam Madhvasam Pradayananda Bardhanam Bhakta Vatsalam. I worship Nityananda Prabhu, who is very dear to Sri Lakshmipati. He increased the happiness of Madhvasam Pradaya and was always affectionate to the devotees. The consideration of God-brotherhood is not separate from the consideration of Guru, for the same reason that even though there is a difference between the historical incident and the description of that incident, both point to the same thing. The bogus Guru Sampradaya that follows the smartest does not maintain a cordial relation with the pure Vaishnavas, but have learned to illegitimately protect their selfish pride. Verse, these two greatly learned personalities did not know whether it was day or night due to their ecstatic love. After remaining together for some days, Nityananda left for Shetubandha Rameshwaram. So, we can meditate on that, Nityananda's meeting with Madhavendra Puri. Any comment? Questions? Where's the mic, Acharya?
Was very nice class. I was thinking that there's a one verse, Gauranga Dasya Ganesha Vate Agal, Gauranga Dasya Se Hoilo Pagal. Why Nityananda Prabhu speciality and why Prabhupada Gornitai temples everywhere he established Gornitai deity? That Nityananda Prabhu is the embodiment, you know, Dhan Dutta Thakur pastime of all the Bhakti Tattva. So he says, Sharma Lanka. All the nine manifestation of bhakti, Savan Kirtan, they took the form of jewelry and dressed in Nityananda Prabhu's body. So anybody has any kind of affection towards Krishna with any rasa, any bhakti, is all Nityananda Prabhu's embodiment. That's why everybody feels such ecstasy with Nityananda.
Where is that verse about the nine
jewels? In Chaitanya Bhagavata, in Uddhavandatta Thakur's place when he came. Prabhupada claims he is from there. He said, my...
It's Adi Lila?
Yeah.
Is it not in this chapter though? Nine?
No, not this chapter. Uddhavandatta
before,
later.
Before this.
Nityananda Prabhu came back to Bengal to get married just
or
before
later
getting married.
Yes, after this.
Right. Just before getting married.
Question is, so... Lakshmipati Tirtha, this whole story, how he had dream of Balaram. Balaram gave to him Vaishnava Diksha mantras. Question is, was Madhavendra Puripada at that time already a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha? I don't think so, but it doesn't have the chronology there. So, because it would seem like in that case then, Baladev is really Akanda Guru Tattva, which would make sense. He's really giving the mood to Lakshmipati Tirtha, who's giving to Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puripad, etc., etc. But you cannot find that chronology. I looked. That's what I was just looking up to see the chronology. So the question is...
But where's that story about Baladev?
Oh, that's written so many places. Lakshmipati Tirtha had the dream in Pandapur and Bhakti Ratnakar. Also, it's quoted in Chaitanya Bhagavata purport of Bhakti Siddhanta. But the question is, I wonder if Madhavendra Puripad was already a disciple at that time or not.
Oh, I don't know.
Right after this, after giving the mantra to Lakshmipati, he went and traveled further. He
And then he was looking for Nityananda Prabhu. And he was looking every temple, the Krishna is missing. And he was thinking, what happened to Krishna? Where is he? Then the divine voice came, he's in Navadvip. So that's why he came.
But first it says he went to save the Bandhu and all these places.
Yes, yes. That was his traveling tour.
Okay. So, Jai, all glories to Madhavendra Puri, Chaitanya.